We are doing the Ntivot Shalom and Elul, and we're up to the fourth section. The concept is the month of Elul. This is the first Ntivot Shalom and Elul. V'nei kvar bi'anu d'shlemut ha'yadut talia ba'amluchi kutshabrichu al kol ever ve'ever tili. We already explained that the wholeness in Yahadut, in Judaism, is contingent on a person's capacity to accept Hashem as king over every limb. V'atchala hi mechovat alvavot. Where does it all begin? In the heart. We're not only talking about the actively doing the mitzvos, but rather the wholeness of a Jew, that he will be completely whole, to the point where a Jew can make the blessing, thank you Hashem for making me a Jew and not a non-Jew. Because every Jew, the truth is, there's still a part of him that's not. There's still a part of him, you know, there was once the morning after the elections. So there was a person who prayed in shul here, and he asked who won the elections. So they told him. So he said, they asked him, why are you interested? So he said, because I was given a blessing. That I say blessing, shalom asani goy. I'm happy I'm not him either. He asked every person, he says, if I could be the American president, if I could be this, that, the other thing. Well, I think about it. I always say that if I were given the choice to be a Jew or not, I don't know what I'd choose. I don't think it's an easy choice. I think that most people, I mean, I admire people who make the choice to become Jewish. I didn't have the choice. I was born into it. I don't know what I'd choose. Not easy. And a person is supposed to reach a point where all of his life is encompassed by the fact that he's a Jew. It's not easy. And the Ntivot Shalom says that that's our goal, to reach a point where every limb is Jewish. And in truth, a person has a lot of limbs that haven't gone through giyur, v'shelo giyer ever ze. A person has a lot of limbs in his body that, I wish I could do whatever I wanted with this limb. That's not exactly a Jewish limb. By the same token, when a person makes a blessing that God didn't make him a slave, a person has to check, is he really happy he's not a slave? Is a person really free? Or is a person really in bondage to other things in this world? Think about it, guys. What drives our decisions? Are we free? Chazal tell us, "Encha ben chorin el amisho sek b'Torah." When is a person free? When he's dealing in Torah. When he's dealing in Torah. When he's connecting to the Torah. The rest of us, we're worried about what this guy says about my haircut, what that guy says, what our parents say, what the neighbors say, what will people think, and we're worried about our desires, and we're worried about our parnasa, and we're worried about so many things that we're bound to. They define our lives for us. Is every limb free from being a slave? So he says, when we make a blessing, Shelo asani aved, thank you Hashem that you didn't make me a slave, the person has to pause and think, wait a second, am I really free? There was Rosh Yeshiva who said, if you own a cell phone, you can't say Shelo asani aved. You're talking to someone and the phone rings. You got to look who's calling, right? What do you mean? Who's the boy? Are you free or are you not free? We're not free. You could be talking to your wife, having the most important conversation, and the phone rings. Are you focused on your conversation, or does your head go to the phone? Yeah. I don't know. I think that if you're talking on the phone and she talks to you, you'll say, give me a minute. I don't think you'll be focused. No, you just need her to stop bothering you. But it's not I don't think so. I don't think that's the way people work. So, we have goals in this world. Our goals are that Hashem will rule over every limb, that a person puts every limb of his body through giyul, and that's a challenge. And that a person frees himself from being a slave to different concepts in the world. Ki mi she'od lo esig b'chinat shlemut b'chirut shelo, she'inom shubad la'af echad chutz me'akadosh baruch hu. A person who has not yet reached wholeness in this, that he's not in bondage to anyone other than Hashem, even if he earns a fortune, eino shelo, it's not his. This is a phenomenal concept. A guy made billions. Is it his or isn't it his? The rule is, demashe kana evit kana rabo. Whatever a slave buys belongs to the master. If I'm a free man, if I am completely connected to the Torah, and the only thing that guides my decisions in the world are Hashem, then I can own things. If I am not, then I'm not. I don't own anything. Even what I own is really bound to the concepts I'm bound by. Every person has a choice whether to be bound or not. You know, Western civilization has many concepts, right? You are what you wear. Be like Mike. I guess that's before your days. There, just do it, right? Free spirit. You have a lot of concepts. Yeah. Judaism has concepts that free us from the concepts that the world tries to bind us. If they try to sell you a car, kibadi shazonad ki kal lachem. Shlomo Melech said, it'll reach a point where they'll sell you a loaf of bread with a prostitute. Why? Because when you see the car and you see the girl, you think, if I get the car, I'll get the girl. You know you won't get the girl when you get the car. But your mind is bound. Every person's mind is bound. We have to try and free that. So long as we're bound, so then even when we have all the wealth, we don't have all the wealth. You guys know the famous story in Josephus about Daniel and other advisors. They asked Daniel, the king's top advisor said, we have to decide, we have to have a contest, who's the top advisor? So they said, we'll have one riddle, one challenge, we'll ask a question, whoever gets the best answer, he'll be the top advisor. So they said, what's the most powerful thing in the world? So one of them said, the king, he's conquered so many nations, and the other one said something else, and Daniel said, the woman. So they asked him, why do you say the woman? Because he said, even the king, after he conquers everything, he brings it back and he wants his wife to say, oh, you did a great job, honey. He brings it back and he shows her and he shows it off to her and he wants her to be proud of him. After everything he does, if she looks at him and says, huh? He feels like, what did I do? So at the end of the day, she's the most powerful. And they all agreed he was right. Then he said, no, God is more powerful. But they all agreed that she's the most powerful. That's this concept. Even the king is bound, but I want to know what she thinks. So I'm not free. I conquered all the nations. We're talking about Nebuchadnezzar at the time. He conquered the whole world. And everyone agreed that if his wife looked down at what he did, he didn't feel like he conquered the whole world. Because he's bound. He's still a slave in certain regards. And then he could have conquered the whole world. No king stood up to him. They were all scared stiff. He literally conquered the world. And yet he wasn't a free man. Everything he owned was bound. His whole happiness, everything he owned, is bound by what's she going to say. והמושג הזה שייך ברוחניות שעשית רחה יונקת מתורתו ועבודתו. And this is not only a simplistic concept the way we're describing, it's also a concept when it comes to the spirit, because so long as a person doesn't connect to Hashem, that leaves room to the other side. And this is a concept in Chassidut, that the other side, the second it has room to enter a person's world, that means there's something else sapping whatever strength. Even the positive that we do is tainted. Some of the strength is being sapped. And you guys could understand it however you want to understand it. More than that, I don't know how to say. So we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.